Come riddle, come riddle, my mother said he, come riddle us both as one, whether I shall marry fair Ellen or bring the little brown girl home. The little brown girl has both house and land, fair Ellen she has none. With my advice and my dear blessing, she'll bring the little brown girl home. He dressed himself all out in blue, cut on the finger of rings, and every city that he rode through, he was taken to be some king. He rode and he rode till he came to the gate, and he rang the ring so loud. There was none so ready as fair Ellen was to rise and let him in. Oh, what's the matter, Lord Thomas, said she, is there any good news for me? I've come to ask you to my wedding, fair sad news, said he. She dressed herself all out in white, her merry maids all in green, and every city that she rode through, she was taken to be some queen. She rode till she came to Lord Thomas's gate, and she tingled on the ring. There was none so ready as Lord Thomas was to rise and let her in. He took her by her lily white hand, he led her through the hall. He set her in a noble chair amongst the ladies all. Is this your wife, Lord Thomas, said she, I think she is very brown. For once you could marry the fairest lady that ever the sun shone on. So up jumped the little brown girl with these words all out in spite, saying, where did you get this water that washes your hands so white? There's wells all through my father's gardens, both flowing with water and wine. But if you go on till you go blind, this well you never will find. The little brown girl had a knife in her hand, although 'twas very sharp. She pierced it through fair Ellen's bones and on into her heart. Lord, oh, what's the matter, Lord Thomas said, he said, I think you are very pale, for once you was fair as any rose that grew out in the vale. Oh, don't you see, Lord Thomas, said she, my own heart's blood go pouring out on the ground. Lord Thomas, he had a sword in his hand, although 'twas very dull. He cut off